We have with us now Beth Russo in Asheville from WPVM. Beth, thanks for being on with us today.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
What's happening in Asheville?
Well, we've got a huge crowd, and there's still people streaming in from all the side streets and major highways. We're estimating about 7,000 people thus far.
Wow.
Here, it's really upbeat. There's some fantastic costumes. You know, Asheville's a creative town, so we have a lot of great costumes and a lot of great signs. You know, one thing that's different about this protest is there's a lot of young people here, and I've talked to several of them, and their number one concern is with ICE overreach and what's happening to kids and students across the nation. That's a little bit of a different flavor than previous protests. See a lot of people from faith communities, interviewed some folks from multiple churches that are here, and a lot of people who identify as former Republicans who can no longer join with what the party's done because they believe in justice. They believe in the American principles that we're not seeing. So the guy I went and talked to said, I used to vote red, ask me why I don't anymore. And this is a very patriotic crowd. There's a lot of American flags out there. There's a ton of veterans that are out here as well. It's just a really upbeat and a very determined spirit, I think, today. See, a dragon, a unicorn, a Statue of Liberty coming out of a trash can, a frog. There are multiple unicorn costumes, actually. And as I go a little bit further, there's some really creative interpretations of the Statue of Liberty. But it's a year and a half since Hurricane Helene hit us. It was the biggest storm ever in our history, and it did untold damage, and we got less federal assistance than any other modern disaster in history. People are fed up with the lack of response from the federal government. They're frustrated with what the GOP seems to do to impede getting help to the people. Our housing was already strained because we have a high cost of living and lower wages. And for the first time in our recent history, we've seen Asheville lose population. We just had a report come out a couple of days ago about that. People are tired. They want to have their neighbors back in their homes, back in jobs, and to get back to like what it was a little bit more like before that storm came and devastated our community. Asheville's a blue city in a red area, and I think the people who live in the red area really believe what Trump told us right after the storm, that he was going to come and he was going to remove all the barriers to help. And instead, what we saw was funding kept in Washington. So a lot of people, I think we're becoming less of a red region and more of a purplish region, and that's partly because people are frustrated with their government and the response to that storm. Well, you know, a couple of months ago, ICE made a big presence in North Carolina, and I think they didn't expect quite the resistance from the North Carolinians that they got in Charlotte and Raleigh and even in this Asheville, Western North Carolina region. We have a lot of immigrants that live here. North Carolina is a growing state. We have a big agricultural presence, and we love our immigrant neighbors. And I think one of the things that people are really frustrated is seeing two sets of rules, two sets of laws being applied to them. And like I said, one of the things that's been really starkly different to me about this No Kings rally versus other ones is how many people who are here that are under the age of 30. And that's a little bit different than what I've been seeing. And every single person I've gone up to talk to that's a younger person said that seeing the videos of ICE snatching kids, grabbing moms, holding kids as hostage, just disturbed them so much, and they didn't want to be part of that. A lot of people who are still streaming here, there's lots of ways to get involved. And one of the things I keep hearing from people, if protest isn't your thing, find another thing to keep moving our country back towards the democracy and the republic that we all believe in.